We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga. Your colleague Dave Camp in the Ways and Means Committee is dealing with the IRS case, and it looks as if Lois Lerner is going to be referred to the Justice Department. That's a mess that just doesn't seem to have any end to it.
Well, here's the problem. The IRS has unfortunately made poor decisions. I believe that this has been targeting out of them somehow systematically. Obviously, the Ways and Means Committee, which is the oldest committee in all of Congress, it was the first original one set up by the founding fathers, has determined that there's enough evidence that they need to refer this to the Justice Department. And it's sad. Frankly, it should not have ever happened. But we are where we're at, and it looks like Lois Lerner is going to need to be referred to the Justice Department for investigation, formal investigation of whether she broke the law.
It seems as if she's being set up as the fall girl on this.
Well, certainly there's evidence that points that's higher than Lois Lerner. And that is what they need to find out.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that the iceberg, and you mentioned they need to find that out, but the iceberg situation is, okay, if the IRS is doing that, what other agencies are could be doing similar to this that we don't know about?
Yeah, and, as we had talked about when this was first unfolding, a number of the Democrats were coming forward to say, hey, we cannot allow the IRS to be used as a weapon like this, because they know that if it's being used as a weapon against conservative groups now, guess what happens when they're out of power? It could get used as a weapon against the liberal and progressive groups. And that is not something that is healthy for our government or for our citizens.
You are a member, Bill Huizinga, of the House Financial Services Committee, and as such, part of what your committee looks at is not only what goes on with the Fed, what goes on Wall Street, but also what goes on in our financial institutions, banks and the like. So what strikes you about Bank of America refunding millions of customers, millions of dollars over illegal card practices? It seems to a layman like myself that this is just an offshoot of some of the regulations have been put in place, and I believe it's been put in place since 2009, forces banks to no longer charge mandatory fees for certain things, or it just seems like this is an offshoot of all of this end of free checking and free services and all that along those lines.
Yeah, well, obviously what we need to do is make sure that the system works, that people are protected. The rules of the game have been changed dramatically over the last few years, and certainly I'm not defending any of the credit cards. I'm not a fan of using them myself. So, but we've got to make sure that reasonable rules are put in place that protect people and that allow these companies to offer credit cards, have checking accounts, and those kinds of things. But we are certainly seeing the end of free checking and a number of other incentive sort of programs that were out there as there has been more and more pressure put on whether it's credit card companies or others to figure out how to make their business operate.
Yeah, because these banks, for the most part, these are for-profit organizations, and they got to the leaders have to answer to shareholders and investors alike. And when some of these practices are put in to try to cut down on some of these extra fees, they got to make their money somewhere.
Well, yeah, certainly. We just need to make sure that they're reasonable and they're not outrageous, but and somehow not making sure that consumers just aren't being taken advantage of as on the whims of the companies that change the rules midstream for customers either. So there's very strict rules of what the protocol is and what they have to go through.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga. He and his colleagues are trying to hammer out a budget, as is the process our government has. financial stuff, such as the budget, starts in the House, works its way up finally to the president's desk. And right now it's like, okay, the president submitted a budget, other people are submitting a budget, you guys have to try to put something together.
Yes, and it's unfortunately for a second year in a row, the president has offered a budget. Democrat vice chairman and ranking member on the budget committee has refused to take up the president's budget to offer it as a formal bill and as a formal option. So a colleague of mine from South Carolina, Mick Mulvaney, Republican, has taken upon himself to offer up the president's budget. It received, I believe, 2 votes. That was it. And so even the Democrats in the House of Representatives know that the president's budget doesn't work. There was the progressives' budget that was put forward, a couple of other budgets. The progressives' budget spent over $8 trillion more over the next 10 years and raised taxes by $6.6 trillion over that same next 10 years. So only $2 trillion more in deficit spending after they've raised $6 trillion in taxes. That bill got 89 votes. So it's hard for me to understand how it could get that many votes. But we've got the Paul Ryan budget's going to be coming along today. The Republican Study Committee budget is going to be happening today as well. So. We believe that we'll have, at the end, it will all likelihood be the Paul Ryan budget that will come out, and we'll get that process going. That's constitutionally, that's what we're supposed to do, and we're certainly not going to duck that responsibility.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, about budgets. The House passes it, goes to the Senate, and it just sort of dies.
Unfortunately, I mean, there's over 200 bills now that we have passed in the House of Representatives. That are sitting over in the Senate. Harry Reid has decided that they are not worth taking up at all. This is having to do with trying to turn the economy around, a number of issues that need to be dealt with. And while he tries to blame Republicans in the House for being a quote unquote do nothing body, it's like we've done plenty. The problem is we can't get anyone to answer the phone over in the Senate side. Can't get anybody to respond to what we're doing legislatively.
One final thing, and I want to get your thoughts on this. It's something that's going on in the upper chamber, but it'll eventually come to you guys if it does get through the Senate. Republicans are filibustering the Paycheck Fairness Act. Co-sponsor Debbie Stabenow is not too happy. The word outrageous has been used along those lines that they're trying to get equal pay for the regardless of gender, but the way to do it maybe is not through government fiat.
Well, I certainly support equal pay for equal work. That's a very important concept for women that are in the workplace or anybody else as they are doing this, whether it's by age or religion or anything else. There are laws in place that do require that and do monitor that, but I think as was pointed out by the White House press corps, there's disparities at the White House, there's disparities within Senate offices, there's a number of studies of all what everybody's pay is in the various offices, and sometimes there are things outside of just purely gender or anything else that's dictating pay scales, and it's women who are going in and out of the workplace differently than men are because they're making decisions to as families to raise kids and to do other things, but the concept of people being paid the same for the same work is a very important one. The question is how do you address that? And yes, we will be dealing with that in the House of Representatives as well. So,
Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. We wish you and your family well this coming weekend, and We look forward to chatting with you again next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.